Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to discuss the latest surrounding microbreweries in the community. Well, Mike, at the most recent Pella City Council meeting, a lot of the conversation centered and has centered for a while now on microbreweries and brew pubs and allowing those establishments in our community. A pair of ordinances adopted would allow now both uses to go into the city. What was really the ordinances approved for both, and what's that going to look like moving forward?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, on Tuesday night, the city council did adopt ordinances that would allow both brew pubs and microbreweries as an allowable use under the city zoning code. And just to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about brew pubs and microbreweries, as listeners may or may not be aware, they're very, very, very popular across the country. In a lot of communities, brew pubs and microbreweries serve as tourist attractions for communities with that. Now, in explaining brew pubs and microbreweries, let's start off with the brew pub because it's probably most easily to be understood. What a brew pub is under our zoning code is a restaurant first and foremost, which means most of its sales are attributed to the sale of food. The manufacturing of alcohol on site is a secondary use. When we look at a microbrewery, it's just the opposite of microbrewery. The primary use is the manufacturing of alcohol. The sales of food are listed as an accessory use. Now, when we look at brew pubs and microbreweries, we have an allowable use in the city zoning codes. The next logical step is also to assign which zoning districts it can operate in. For brew pubs, they're allowed to operate in all commercial zoning districts. Microbreweries, because the manufacturing of alcohol is the primary use, they're allowed in all commercial zoning districts with the exception of the central business district. So that's right around the city's downtown area. Now, it's also important to note when we talk about the city zoning code, under this, there's two types of zoning uses under the city zoning code. One of them is zoning by right, which means if an operator comes in this particular case and wants to open up a new business, as long as they comply with the city's regulations, they can go ahead and open it up. There's a second type of zoning use that's known as a conditional or special use. And what that really means is that you may have a proposed use and it may be a good fit for your community, but it really depends on the location and also if there's land use compatibility with the surrounding area. When we look at both brew pubs and microbreweries, they are both subject to obtaining a special use permit through the city's Board of Adjustment. What that means, Andrew, is before they can open up, they have to obtain a permit from the Board of Adjustment. And in granting that permit, the city looks at a variety of issues to ensure that there is land use compatibility with the surrounding area. Some of the things that we'll look at as it applies to both brew pubs and microbreweries is we'll take a look at the traffic generated by the establishments. We'll also take a look at the parking requirements for the establishments. We'll take a look at the required public infrastructure. Obviously, anytime you take a look at the manufacturing component, the state fire code is going to be key on that, as opposed to flammable liquids. Any type of spillage requirements will ensure that that happens as well. And the last part, and probably one of the things that we see quite frequently with the special use permit process, is the public input component of this. Before a special use permit is granted by the Board of Adjustment, what we'll do is we'll hold a public hearing at the Board of Adjustment. We'll send out neighbor notifications to all property owners within 200 feet of the proposed location. Really, what the intent of that is, Andrew, is anyone that may be a neighboring property owner on a brew pub or a microbrewery that has concerns on it or questions for the Board of Adjustment, that's their form to ask those or express those concerns or ask those questions before a special use permit is granted. The last thing I'd also like to stress to the listeners is in granting a special use permit, the Board of Adjustment has a wide range of authority in the matters, and oftentimes in looking at that, there are restrictions that are placed upon operators in granting special use permits. As it applies to both brew pubs and microbreweries, some common examples may be operating hour restrictions. Maybe there might even be use restrictions as well. All of this is in an effort to ensure that there's land use compatibility between the brew pub or microbrewery in the surrounding area. So from the city standpoint, when we talk about these two new zoning uses, the key takeaway is they're intended to be attractions for the community. The second thing is they're going to be highly regulated and it's going to be a conditional use and oversight by the Board of Adjustment in our effort to ensure that there's land use compatibility with the surrounding area.
Now, the one issue that I would call the hang-up from those that are trying to get the microbrewery here is the council tabled a measure that would allow, with some exceptions, people under the age of 21, as long as they're accompanied by an adult, into microbreweries and similar establishments. Talk about the discussion that's ongoing right now between city staff and the council and what that's going to look like moving forward when it comes to this ordinance, which may be critical in getting the microbrewery here in town.
Well, absolutely, Andrew. And I'd like to preface my comments. Anytime you talk about zoning use changes, is it's always important in the world of zoning to measure twice and cut once. And so there was questions on the proposed ordinance when it is applied to minors. Now, currently under city code, if an establishment sells alcohol for on-site and has on-site consumption or on-site drink, as it's commonly referred to, minors under the age of 21 cannot be on the premise. There is an exception to the city code, and that is for restaurants. Restaurants, if to get the listeners back up to speed what a restaurant is, that's where most of the establishment's gross receipts or sales receipts are attributed to the sale of food. So minors can be on site at a restaurant. What was proposed for a microbrewery was two things to address to allow minors to be on site. The first proposal would be that microbreweries would not be allowed to have a Class C liquor license. And what that means for your listeners is the microbreweries would not be able to sell hard alcohol. So they'd be limited to beer only, wine coolers, and wine. The second restriction that was proposed was if there was minors on site, that they had to be accompanied by an adult 21 years or older. And council, I think the best way to put it, had some questions concerning allowing minors on site. And that's okay in this case, because we want to make sure we do the right thing and we get it right on this. Now, looking at our research, it appears that across the state of Iowa, there's several examples where minors are on site, and one of the key things that council is going to have to look at when you look at additional restrictions in the ordinance and allowing minors on site is the key balance is between regulations for a new business and complying with those regulations and creating potentially high hurdles for businesses to even be able to operate. In our particular case, microbreweries would already be subject to a special use permit requirements. There's already a liquor license restrictions against them, and there's also already provisions that would be accompanying for an adult. And so a council will have to look at is there maybe revisions to the ordinance that strengthens the ordinance on it. But the bottom line, from whether it's city staff or city council, we're all on the same page. We want to make sure we do the right thing and we get it right the first time. So from my perspective, there's nothing wrong with tabling something if there's questions on it, because the bottom line is we want to make sure that we create an ordinance that works for everyone and is a win-win for the community and for potential microbreweries.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.